2024 GMC Sierra 1500 AT4X with the AEV package.
Yes.
It's skid plates, it's shocks. But most importantly, it's the diesel engine.
Mm.
And this is the 3-liter inline six diesel engine that now makes 305 horsepower, 495 pound-feet of torque, out of a six-cylinder, revised pistons, revised fuel injectors, new turbo boost. This is a different truck, and this is a very different engine, even though the prior engine, there was nothing wrong with that.
Sure,
it was excellent.
Yeah.
They have improved it, and I really like this truck, but I think I only really like it because of the engine.
Well, that's interesting, because the other engine offered is the 6.2 liter V8 workhorse engine for Chevy for a long, long time, which actually, interestingly, probably not surprisingly, has less torque than this does. It's twice as big, yeah. And this turbo diesel has more torque than the big V8. This is going to sound weird. This engine makes this feel more truck in the right direction.
In the right direction.
It just feels a little more rough and tumble, a little more angry, a little more ready to do whatever you want to do and pull stuff. Of course, AEV is American Expedition Vehicles, based out of Montana. They have...
Have you checked out their website?
Their stuff's awesome.
It is awesome.
They make a lot of stuff directly for the OEMs.
This is a big truck.
This is a big truck. Including this truck. It's amazing, the big skid plates and heavy-duty bumpers for winches and all kinds of stuff that they make, so you really can bash this thing off-road. Which brings us, you're talking about body roll, to the shocks.
We gotta talk about the shocks.
The Multimatic shocks. Now, those were the shocks that they originally made for things like the Aston Martin 177 and the Ford GT.
Multimatic is the business.
GM came to them and said, how about a truck shock? And they said, I'm sorry, excuse me? And they put it on the Colorado ZR2, which we liked it there, but it's here as well.
This transforms the ride of this truck. It has Leafs in the back.
Yes, it does.
We have always been averse to leaf springs.
Yes.
If we see a truck with leaf springs, you just know it's going to ride like a pickup truck, meaning terrible for most of the time, because this is how most people drive it on a highway or just normal, flat, boring roads like this. Well, this isn't boring. It's got some curves, but still.
But it's a paved
flat
road.
Yeah. Paved
totally,
road.
Yeah.
It's really not until you get off-road, but how many people really off-road their normal pickup truck?
Fair.
Not that many. But this one you can, and the ride has transformed this truck to the point where I didn't think it had leaf springs. I went back there and looked. And
interesting,
leaves,
yeah.
They're
yeah,
right
yeah.
in front of my face. There they are. And yet this still rides more comfortably. There's a few bumps that remind me like, oh, there's that judder from the rear end.
Yep.
And there's the leaves.
It happens, but it rides better than any leaf spring pickup should. That's the big thing about it.
Because it rides better than most pickup trucks.
That's fair.
It's multi-link.
It's competitive. It's competitive for sure. I don't think it's revolutionary. I think it
I
is.
Do.
I think it's competitive with anybody of any suspension system, which is saying a lot about a leaf spring based system. And this suspension is interesting. It has multiple reservoirs for the kind of hit that the car just took. So it you have to look it up online. There's no way I can explain it to you here. But depending upon if it gets a high-speed hit or a huge compression hit, different reservoirs of the suspension, of the shock, actually take it differently. It's a revolutionary system that I wouldn't have thought of to put on trucks. It was made for sports cars and race cars, and GM got
Which
them to make
crazy.
It for trucks, and it's worked really well.
But that's just it. When you set up a pickup for off-road use, that's how it drives like... all the time.
Yeah, that's the sacrifice. You're right.
Pickup trucks are never, generally speaking, in the let's change the suspension settings, let's change from comfort to sport to off-road.
Yeah.
That's not generally how pickup trucks are set. You set it one way with the suspension and it's good at that one thing. Whereas this feels really good on road. And now we're getting some washboards. This is just a dirt road, so it's not rock crawling, but if you live up this road, you're gonna want a truck like this. So this truck is $88,000.
Oh, that is painful.
$88,585.
That's painful.
$88,000 for a pickup truck.
Yes.
Ooh. See, there's the washboard judder.
Yep. They're definitely getting the leaf spring feel out of that for sure. Yep.
Yeah. And you know what? That's okay. That's just normal, I guess. Normal pickup truck.
It's pickup. It's leaf springs. Yeah.
But for a balance of ride quality and off-road capability, this has to turn your head.
Mm.
The price will make you turn your head away. But what can we do? You want a luxury vehicle. You want, for most of the time, you're on road. So you want something big and quite luxurious, and this delivers. From the instrument panel to the connectivity to all the features on this truck, you bought a luxury car.
That's fair. I mean,
you
we
did.
Are talking heated and
big
cooled
bump.
Front seat. cooled back, I mean, heated back seats. There's actually a lot of storage in various cubbies on the back bench. They have different parts and seats that open up for cubbies. So they have thought about actual usage. There is the upper and lower glove boxes on this side, upper and lower. Yes. You can decide your gloves. You can have like heavy duty ones in the lower one and work gloves
depends
on the upper
one. Depends on the temperature.
What gloves do I need today? You've got those options. A cavernous, like, you know, human head size center console here. If I take a little insert out.
I put my takeout in there.
Well, you could put the heads of your enemies in there. But anyway, yeah, there's a lot of room is all I'm saying.
This truck feels like it's destroying the road.
It does. It feels like they're beating each other up and the truck's going to win.
Yeah, you're right. It doesn't feel like the road is doing anything to the truck.
Yeah, that's
and,
fair.
You know, it feels very much like a truck on anything off-road like this. That's fine, but I'm kind of liking this more than I thought.
I'm liking this more than I thought you would, actually. Yeah, actually. I'm kind of surprised how much it's gotten under your skin.
The Tundra.
Yeah.
The Tundra is great, but the diesel has transformed this. It's quiet, it's smooth, makes tons of torque.
It does.
This is kind of what you want, I think, in a Yukon or a Yukon Denali.
Interesting. Well, you know, forever, GM has actually offered a smaller V8 in their Suburbans and Yukons, and that's never been the one you want. I think
it should be this
diesel and or the 6.2.
Yeah.
And this diesel is an excellent engine in here, good amount of power. I mean, technically, that Tundra we drove recently had more power on paper than this. But this is never lacking. 10-speed automatic. Of course, it's a diesel, so it revs to barely 5,000.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's ready. And also, you know what? I started on a very, very cold morning. You remember old school diesels?
Oh, yeah, with the gold plugs trying to warm up.
It's going to take a while. Mm-hmm. You know, this was 2 or 3 seconds, and it went, oh, I know it's cold out, but I'll pop to life. So it's ready. It's a very usable diesel.
Ooh, little mud.
Which diesels haven't always been that. They were the one you decided because you had needed heavy-duty tow usage. And this has that, but also feels very normal.
It does. Do we all need a truck this big? I've decided no after trying to park this in multiple parking lots.
I don't think anyone needs a truck this big. I mean, okay.
I could see it if you lived up here, though.
Maybe.
I could see it.
If you go to the work site and you throw a bunch of stuff in your truck all the time and then you tow something on the weekend, maybe you can check all the boxes for need, but how small is that category? It doesn't matter, though, because that's not necessarily who this sells to.
No.
Hopefully it sells to those folks that need it.
You want it.
But you want it.
Ooh. Yeah, I like this for its usability. I do appreciate the new design. I appreciate what's happened in the tailgate wars.
I think
that's pretty awesome.
Tailgate wars are a thing. Look, I cannot believe all the ridiculous things we have to have our tailgate do now.
Look what it's done for this truck.
You get
the kicker speaker embedded in the tailgate with the controls in the tailgate itself.
You're right. I really do like this. The thing about GM is GMC is essentially trucks and SUVs only now, and it's the slightly higher trim version of all the Chevy products. And a lot of times, I prefer it only because of styling. And I do prefer the styling here.
It actually looks great.
Yeah. But the interior just feels nice. I don't know that it's $90,000 nice, but the problem is we get in a lot of expensive cars now, and the interior is just like, really? That's all you get?
This
doesn't do that.
Upscale.
It does feel upscale. I don't know that it feels up to the price, but you don't get in and go, oh gosh, this is not nice.
You're paying for the AEV. See the AEV?
You are, yeah.
The stitching.
The logos,
the bumpers, and the AEV wheels, and the logos everywhere, and the skid plates, and the...
It's angry. It's ready to beat up on
floor
stuff.
Mats,
for sure. Yes, for
everything.
Sure.
Uh-huh. I mean, you want to be connected to... that company. I mean, it's not really an AEV build necessarily, but you want to be connected to it. So this is your thing. That's what adds a lot of the price.
And yes, for
now
sure.
Now we're at almost $89,000 for a truck, but I do really like the styling of this truck. Mm. It's hard to continually come up with new ideas that don't look weak, but you've got proportion and size to play with, of course. Mm-hmm. But the sheet metal on this truck actually looks really tailored, very sophisticated. That many pickup trucks don't have, which the interior matches, which means you can have a nice balance between luxury. I mean, you could actually take this to dinner. It's huge. Let the valets park it.
But, maybe not, depending on the valets. But you are bringing a good point. You could park this at a nice restaurant.
Cleaned up. It's a good-looking, sharp-looking vehicle.
It is. You're right.
And
it looks
high-end, and it looks luxurious, and it looks expensive. And you're going to still want to do off-road things with it. You're going to want to do truck things with it, but it's expensive and looks expensive enough that people look at this like a luxury vehicle. They sort of look at it like a high-end Mercedes or BMW or some sort of high-end luxury truck. They're listening to you.
I'm telling you, Vince... Vents up high, folks.
Are the priority up top.
Vents up high, folks.
And then the screen, yes. And then the HVAC controls.
The HVAC controls are actual controls. They aren't in a screen.
Yes.
Thank you, GM. That's very, brilliant. Very good. Yes. Everything can be done with work gloves. Everything's very easy, straightforward. All the buttons are here.
And you get an actual shifter.
There's a head-up display with actual buttons on the left side to constantly adjust it as you want. Because I'm too tall for where the thing is always adjusted. My wife gets in here and she's got to completely adjust it. You don't want to dig in the screen. You just want to fix it. You want to fix it while you're driving, because that's how you know you can
exactly.
see it. I mean, they've really thought about what has a button in this vehicle. That's what I also like.
And it's, yeah,
they actually thought about what's the stuff you're going to use, want to use quickly, and it has a button. And then, of course, you embed stuff in the screen, and they've got, you know, the whole Google suite now in the screen. This still has all Apple CarPlay, which GM is saying they're going to get rid of, and I still don't like that. But right now, it still does. That's good.
But I feel like we could just put in four-wheel drive and do the Thelma and Louise thing right off the cliff.
I don't know
that we'd survive. Yeah. We'd be fine.
We probably would survive. That's the key thing. I will say, you always talk about grab handles. The grab handles are very nice and very big. And
leather wrapped.
It's a good thing.
Leather wrapped.
Because this does not have steps.
Yeah.
And I am a big guy. This is the rare vehicle that I have to have a two-stage process. You'll see it when I get in. It's two stages to get in.
All right.
I'm ready to drive.
It's your turn.
There we go.
Awesome.
A two-step process. I'm ensconced in the truck.
Ensconced in the leather.
You know it.
Are you going to do the 4x4 thing?
Yeah, I'll do 4 high. I have a feeling it'll help.
Don't you think we could launch ourselves and just drive down the side of the mountain?
We'll just back up their driveway a little bit further, get a running start. But yeah, I mean, this weighs actually less than the Tundra. You realize that? 5,800 pounds versus the 6,100 of the Tundra. I cannot believe that.
Slightly.
Still ridiculously heavy, but for a truck that is bigger, it actually weighs a little less, and that was actually kind of surprising to me.
That's the selling point, smaller and lighter than a Tundra.
If you're shopping for any kind of truck, you need AutoTempest.com to search all the car markets and even research dealers.
AutoTempest helps you search nationwide across all the used car sites, including Craigslist and Facebook Marketplace. Plus, you can get email alerts so you never miss a listing.
We use it to research for our podcast, to search for crazy road trip cars, and just because we like to dream. And AutoTempest can even help with new cars, pricing out the options and getting local dealer quotes.
So if you're looking for this Sierra or any pickup, AutoTempest.com/everyday can get you the help you need.
AutoTempest. All the cars, one search.
Nobody's ever sold a truck, by the way, on this is smaller. That is not the market segment. You want to sell it on bigger. And in that case, bigger. It's definitely bigger.
Just keep you remember that Lincoln Blackwood thing from 02?
Vaguely, yes. Uh-huh.
It was like when luxury trucks started to become a thing.
Yes.
And they came up with this concept called the Blackwood, and I think about 8 people bought one. But the whole concept was luxury pickup truck, but you wouldn't be caught dead on a road like this. And this is like base level of off-roading. This is just a scraped dirt road.
This is just a nasty road to houses, yes.
But now that concept has worked its way into public consciousness. Mm-hmm. And I think there's many truck buyers who would buy this and not really have a need or a want for a luxury car. Why not just let my truck do it all? This is the one to do it with.
That is the key thing that trucks are sold on now, is the fact that they are essentially a luxury item.
They really
are. And they have crazy amounts of capability on top of that.
Does that justify $88,000? Do you know how many sports cars you could buy for $88,000?
And then somebody is saying, rightly so, you'd never take your sports car up this road, and I can't tow my boat with a sports car. I mean, this is the reason that it works.
And they're right.
But at the same time, I just, oh my gosh. Every time I drive this, I am astonished by how big it is. And it is one of those trucks that honestly, and I don't mean this to be dark, but you would miss kids in the carpool line.
Yeah.
If you're parked in a carpool line, kids under 10 will vanish underneath the front of the truck. I mean, you've got to have sensors. You've got to have that stuff, because this is so enormous, you can lose things. This is the kind of truck that when I'm driving my Lotus Elise around, I am 100% aware of the fact they can't see me. And it's bright yellow.
Yeah.
They still can't see me. I'm just too little.
Oh, you're right. I took this up Park City Main Street. I missed people. People just dart out in front of you.
Yes.
Thinking that you'll see them. And the A-pillars are huge.
Yes.
And you're sitting in such a big truck that I had to do a double take.
And vanish.
I had to go real slow. This thing's enormous. Out here, it works.
Absolutely.
City driving? Tough sell for me.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Where's your city? I mean, I don't want to drive this in Manhattan. I don't want to drive this in Boston. But Houston? Sure.
Houston,
I'll drive it
Texas,
around the states, you know, the big cities in Texas that are built for this scale.
Though.
But, oh, I agree with you. Lots of LA would be difficult in this. I mean, you certainly, of course, you can, and there are many of you writing right now, typing furiously about the fact that you do. That's fine. But the reality is, this is enormous for other traffic on the road.
Yeah.
And it is that thing that perpetuates the I must get an SUV so I can get higher. It's the height wars. I want to see over everybody.
It is.
So everybody else buys a mid-level SUV, so now the trucks get bigger. We're just perpetuating the reality, and then I buy a stupid sports car and ruin the whole metric. But anyway, this is very truck. This is definitely more truck than the Tundra that we recently drove.
Yeah, and Toyota has a 1792 version of the Tundra, which is their highest end, most luxurious version.
True.
And this still feels more luxurious than that one.
Oh, that's
an interesting
point.
And they're close to the same price.
That's an interesting point. Yep, I take that.
So it still feels the most truck and the most luxury that I've personally experienced in a pickup truck.
Okay. All right. Well, that's profound.
That's a win.
Yeah, that is really good. I mean, I also have to compliment GM on both these screens. They're both very readable. Yeah. They're easy to use. I know they are fully embedded with the Google Suite here, and that works just fine. It's not what I'm used to because I prefer Apple CarPlay, but I can't take anything away from this. All of the icons, everything, the way they've set it up, and this is true across lots of GM vehicles right now. We had it in the Escalades, first place we experienced it. It was very good there.
Yeah.
All of it is very easy, and it makes sense.
GM diehards are going to love this truck.
Oh,
I mean,
for
they
sure.
already love the 3-liter, and the Duramax is, it's spectacular. It transforms this truck for me. And I've never really thought I've wanted a diesel, and I want this diesel.
I do appreciate that Multimatic suspension. That is, they've done a really good job with it. It is very impressive.
It's changing everything.
And I'm pleased with what they've done with it, in spite of it having a leaf spring base.
But you need the leafs for towing. You do. Up to, I think, 13,000 pounds, properly equipped. It's a lot.
Yeah, you know, because my mobile home weighs almost as much as my actual home. So I need to, you know,
less than my truck.
I'm gonna make my real home into my mobile home. I'm just gonna put it on wheels and just tow the house down. It's gonna be great. Yeah, it's where we're headed.
This thing could be so comfortable for cross-country trips. Mm-hmm. It is roadworthy for that.
There's so much space in the back.
It's comfortable enough. There's
a ton of space in the back. Yeah. I went back to too high here because we're about to get on the highway.
But it's just button push.
It's just
like
a button
everything.
Push. I mean, just rolling around. And everybody does that now, which is good. I'm pleasantly surprised as soon as I get off of the rough stuff. That's the place where this surprises me the most.
Yep.
I don't mind it being rough off-road. I kind of expect that from a truck.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
When we get out here, there are definitely moments when it reveals itself like, oh, that's right, it's got a leaf spring. But 90% of the time, it doesn't. And that is impressive. And, you know, for them to have pulled that off with the Multimatic suspension is very good.
I feel like I'm getting my money's worth.
That's a
fair
point.
$88,000.
That's painful.
It's not an interior we think. This doesn't feel like an $88,000 interior. Yeah, it's up there. It's really good. And then for the capabilities, the AEV package is not something that you have to have.
It isn't.
But it connects it back to true off-roading, but true luxury. That's, I think, what GMC has always been good at. And I think they're at the top of their game for this truck.
This feels like an upgrade, a serious upgrade from the last Sierra that we drove that had a tiny little screen.
Yeah.
I mean, things have come a long way just since that, and that wasn't that long ago. For me, it's the Multimatic and the easy power from the diesel engine paired with this 10-speed. I think that is one of the better uses of a 10-speed, honestly.
Yep.
I feel like the diesel engine with this 10-speed is a really nice pairing. Just good. It's a big, angry truck. It's big. Did I say it's big?
It's big.
It's big.
But it's lighter than the Tundra.
Which is crazy. We're still talking 6,000 pounds, or the better part of 6,000 pounds, which is insane.
Whatever.
And I know
whatever. It's
one
big
of you is
heavy.
Typing right now, why are all you talking about is that it's big. It's more than big. I'm going to make one critique on this that surprised me.
Okay.
You and I sometimes go on about brake feel.
Yeah.
One of the issues that I have with brake feel a lot of the time is that the pedal doesn't give me any information, but then when I finally find it, MC20, then all of a sudden there's a lot of brakes. This is the reverse. First time I've encountered the reverse. The brake pedal is very stiff. Like, the initial pressure is a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
But you haven't actually gotten the brakes to do anything yet. And I'm like, wait, where?
And it does soften up a little bit as it's adding power.
There it is. That is the weird thing. When you're bringing something this heavy down to a stop, I want to feel very confident in the brake pedal. And we've driven this enough, I've already started to get used to it. But I remember the first couple times I drove it, I first felt that really stiff brake pedal and thought, oh, I'm braking. No, I wasn't. Not yet, I wasn't. I needed to put significantly more pressure down before the brakes started doing anything.
They're powerful, though.
They are powerful, but you've got to really be serious about it, and you can't trust that initial stiff brake pedal because that didn't do anything. That's one of the rare critiques in the way this drives, but that is a reality.
I like this thing.
I can tell. Much more than I thought you would.
Much more than I thought I would.
We're gonna get you the heads of your enemies right here. That's Paul's new spec.
Sure.